Busy night here at the DBAB tonight. Busy night in the booth, joined by Rick Sapienza, who's the director of the Clean Transportation Program at the North Carolina Clean Energy Technology Center. Welcome, Rick. Great to have you. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having us back again this year.
Absolutely. Want to get into everything that you and your organization is doing after this pitch from Pruitt?
Sure thing.
And here it comes, and Williams able to spray one foul to the left side again. Well, for those fans who maybe are unfamiliar with what the NCCETC does, I'll use the acronym to save some time.
Absolutely.
What do you do specifically?
Well, what we do is we try to advance the sustainable energy economy here in North Carolina and beyond. And we cover a lot of different things. We do wind and solar, combined heat and power, some policy stuff, and then my group, the transportation group. And we look at to drive efficiency and alt fuels to accelerate the adoption.
Fly ball by Williams out to left field. Looking back to the monster is Jason Coates. It's over his head, and this one is over the wall and gone. Mason Williams, an opposite field home run to left. Comes on a 2-2 pitch from Austin Pruitt. And on the strength of two solo home runs tonight, the Tides have a 2-0 lead on the Bulls. Number 12 by Williams, who battled in that at-bat, fouled off a couple of pitches from Pruitt, and got something middle away and leveraged that ball over the monster in left field. 2-0 Tides, and now it's Christopher Bostic. And Pruitt winding up. First pitch on Bostic. He'll swat away a fastball, strike one. So tell me a little bit, Rick, about what right now your company is currently working on.
Okay, well, tonight we partner with Plug-in NC, which is a statewide organization that we're part of that helps advance the adoption of electric vehicles here in North Carolina. Great organization. We've seen a great uptick in the number of chargers here in North Carolina.
For sure.
We have 600 stations and about 1,500 plugs. We have about 10,000 plug-in vehicles overall. About 6,500 of them are all electric. And it's an up-and-coming technology. The number of offerings have vastly increased. They're really fun to drive. I encourage anybody that hasn't done it, just go test drive.
You say they're fun to drive. What makes them different from what we're accustomed to driving?
They got quite a bit of power. Mm-hmm. They're a whole lot less expensive to drive.
Sure.
They're very quiet. It's a little bit eerie. You know, you don't have the noise. It doesn't shift at all.
Right.
So a whole lot less moving parts. Mm-hmm. It's another thing that makes it more economical, at least the operating.
Well, what has the growth been like over the last, let's say, 3 to 5 years from then to now? How strongly has the community adopted this?
It's here in North Carolina and across the country, and actually worldwide, we've seen 70 to 100% increase in the number of vehicles, electric vehicles, year in and year out. Mm-hmm. So we've almost tripled over the last 3 years.
And forward-looking, let's say, over the next couple of decades, what's utopia?
There's so many different models.
I mean, is it 50% saturation? Is it more, or is that overshooting the boat?
There are people that think higher than that.
Fly ball out to left center field toward the monster again. This bangs off of the monster. Coates will play the deflection, and Bostic slams on the brakes pass first. So a single off the left center field monster for Bostic. And he's at first base with one out ahead of Zach Vinci. Go ahead, Rick.
It's really an it depends question. And I guess you could go with the model of California. They're ahead of us. They're at 10 to 12% penetration.
Okay.
In North Carolina, we're still 1%. We're in that early adoption phase, if you look at technology and adoption. We haven't hit that knee in the curve where it really takes off. But we're getting there.
So is it still at this stage more awareness and getting people to accept that this is really where we are advancing?
There's a lot of misunderstandings and myths out there, and really, you know, if you can get people to try them, people that have neighbors or friends or have tried that, it goes way up your likelihood to consider a plug-in or an electric vehicle when you're going for it.
So what are some of the myths?
The myths, well, it's not a real car. It's a glorified go-kart. There's no power. An electric motor is instant torque and power on demand. And they throttle those back. If they gave you all the power that the electric motor could do, we'd all crash our cars off the line. We couldn't control it.
It does sound fun.
They are a lot of fun to drive.
Here's a swing to fly ball left field with some carry again. Coates again turns back, and this one's off the monster as well. And around first is Vinci. He will head back to first base as Coates again funnels it back fast. And Bostic goes first to third. And Austin Pruitt is being peppered above and against the blue monster of the last three hitters. Home run by Williams, and back-to-back smacks off the Blue Monster by Bostic and Vinci. And that was a letter high pitch, middle in. And Vinci knocked that one about four-fifths of the way up the Monster. And Rick Knapp, Durham Bulls pitching coach, pays a visit to Austin Pruitt. First and third, one away ahead of Austin Wins. Well, Rick, you mentioned if you could just get people in these vehicles and have them try out. Is there a spot where people can go just to test drive these?
We do a number of ride and drives throughout the year. We're going to do two tied to National Drive Electric, one in Raleigh and one out in Winston-Salem. You can go to a dealership. We got the vehicles that are around the stadium today, other than Tesla, was a local owner, came from dealerships. Okay. The Nissan dealership, Michael Jordan right down the street, mm-hmm. Mark Jacobson, South Point Hendrick provided us the Chevy.
Okay.
And one more in terms of myth, people have the range anxiety. Oh, it's not going to meet my needs to go far enough. 80% of us drive less than 65 miles a day. All these vehicles have over 100-mile range. So it covers 90%, 95%+ of your driving needs. And the charging network is growing. And that's that really is part of the puzzle.
Is that the next part of the advancement that, let's say, people need to, they would like to invest in one of these vehicles, yet they want to make sure that they can take these vehicles on the long statewide vacations without having to stop and recharge?
And there's a number of efforts going on here in the state of North Carolina and across the country. Federal highways, they're doing these alt-fuel corridors. Electrify America, the VW settlement, is doing it. North Carolina has VW money. We're right now looking at putting in fast chargers on the corridors to get you to your destinations, get you to the beach, get you to the mountains, get you to another state. It is coming.
There's a little tap up the first baseline. Pruitt will field in fair territory and throw out Wins. Bostic will score from third, and it's now 3-0. RBI number 12 for Wins on a delicate pickup by Pruitt. Didn't have the best throwing lane up to first base, but retires Wins. So Vinci to scoring position, two away, and to bring up Jack Reinheimer with the Tides now leading 3-0. And I would say from my layman's perspective, if that can be developed, that's a complete game changer as far as the industry to me.
Well, it is there. I mean, you can do it if you can plot it out. If, for example, the gentleman with his Tesla, mm-hmm. he's driven it from Raleigh to California. He's driven it down to Florida. And you do have to plan your route to get mm-hmm. to these chargers mm-hmm. to do it. But he had no problem. And my neighbor's the same boat. He's driven his Tesla from my neighborhood to California.
If your neighbor has a Tesla, I want to move to your neighborhood. How did you get involved, Rick?
How did I get involved? I have an engineering background. Mm-hmm. I actually worked for General Motors for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a car guy. I'm a hands-on mm-hmm. guy. And ended up here. And, you know, for years we were talking about, you know, our dependence on foreign oil and how, mm-hmm. you know, we have the ability to go to alternative fuels and use domestic fuels and help energy security, et cetera. And the opportunity came up, and here I am. I've been doing this for almost 8 years now.
One strike counts on Reinheimer. Out at second base is Vinci, two away. Tides now have a 3-0 lead, and Reinheimer steps out of the batter's box. And, yeah, there's a whole nother conversation to have on the impact to the climate change, cleaning up air, and, again, getting from the reliance on fossil fuels from overseas.
There's a lot of benefits. Yeah. You know, locally, economically, clean air goes with health.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You have a lot of health issues tied to bad air and mortality, actually.
Two strike counts on Jack Reinheimer. So people want to find out more information on the work that you and your colleagues are doing or interest in these type of vehicles. Where can they go?
Now we are certainly a resource here in North Carolina and beyond. It's cleantransportation.org is our website. And there's also fuelwhatmatters.org. That's focused more out toward the public. Okay. The cleantransportation.org is more toward fleet type of stuff. We do a lot of work with fleets.
Two-strike pitch. Hit out of play down the right side. Bullpen action begins for Durham with Aaron Slager starting to throw behind Pruitt in this fourth inning. Well, it's great to have you here. Are there a lot of your staff and colleagues out here with you tonight?
We do. We have the Advanced Energy folks that do Plug-in NC. They have a handful of folks here. My whole staff is here tonight. Allison was out getting the game ball, and we manned the vehicles. We had 7 vehicles and 2 electric motorcycles here, so we had...
people been able to test those out tonight as well, or at least get inside and sit and feel
them? They can get inside them. We'll answer any questions. And like I said, I mean, the dealership's more than happy to let you take a test drive. And like I said, we do test drives ourselves. And National Drive Electric Week is September 14th through the 21st this year.
And what all activities are entailed in that on a national level?
It's Plug in America is the organization that does it. The Sierra Club's involved, Nissan, National, and there's events all over the country that week tied to electric vehicles.
1-2 pitch to break them all, hit on the ground is short. Fielded by Cronenworth in the throw to first is just going to nip Reinheimer hustling down the line, and that's going to end the inning. Well, Rick Sapienza, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoy your endeavors, and good luck to you and your colleagues.
Right. Thank you again.
All right, that is Rick Sapienza, the director of the Clean Transportation Program at the North Carolina Clean Energy Technology Center. A couple of runs at the top of the fourth for the Norfolk Tides. Middle of four, it's 3-0 Norfolk.